Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sir Elton, ladies and gentlemen.
Leave on with his war wound like a crown.
1972. Still a great song. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with Brad Huskin, the world's expert on selling, on being a on salesmanship, on training people how to sell, on putting more rocks in the box. Brad is the purveyor of the outstanding website, IAStraining.com. Don't forget to subscribe to his weekly tip, which will, I promise you, you'll want to share with your folks and have training meetings around them. Virtual Brad, that's what I call him, Virtual Brad, right, Brad?
There you go, that's perfect, yeah.
It's a little scary if you know him, folks, but if you don't worry about it. So, okay, Brad, and he's been hanging out with us a long time, folks, almost 19 years. So, Brad, I wrote an article recently, which was my perspective on the retreat of the big boxes. Macy's, Sears, Penny's, Kmart, et cetera, right?
Right.
And I called it the barbell effect. I said on the big ends of the barbell, on the one side you've got the e-tailers, the big guys, Amazon, Google, et cetera. And on the middle you got the bar, you got the retreaters, the legacy folks. And on the other end of the bar you got a vacuum, partially filled now by default with Main Street retailers, but the vacuum is still there where the big guys moved out of. They've been pushed out of there.
Right.
They've closed up. They've surrendered.
Yep, they took their ball and they went home.
Do you agree with me that right now, this moment in time, but not forever, there's an opportunity for your customer, your clients, your retailers, and the people you serve out there on Main Street, whatever business that Main Street business they have, for them to fill that vacuum and do well in the process?
Well, there's no question about it, but they've got to be something different. And they've got to be relevant in the marketplace, so to speak. And if you're dealing with, you know, the young kids, they want experience. And if you're not willing to give them the experience, something they can post on Facebook and Twitter and all of their social media sites, then you're not really relevant to that young customer, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think it goes back.
And that's the reason those people have closed up. The reason the big boxes have closed up, they lost their relevance. They thought their model was people come to our store and buy stuff.
Exactly, and we're just
and they always will.
No, wait, but they're not going to. And I think that's proving it every day. So that's where the independent has such an advantage that they can tweak their presentations or change their people or train their people on how to be better and more relevant, how to make it an experience. And, you know, the example I've been used, and I'll cut it short, I'll make it simple, but if your daughter's away at college, she's a senior in college, she calls home, she says, Dad, I want to let you know I met that special guy, I think he's the one, you know, we've been dating now for 6 months, I want to bring him home this weekend, and I'd love for you and Mom to meet him and see what you think. And she's going on and on and on, and your response is, well, how'd you do on your math test?
right.
And that's what they're getting
out
there.
That's right.
We're not even paying attention. It's like we don't even care.
And
then we wonder where our customers are going.
And customers' expectations are changing so fast that only if you've got control of that interaction, like small businesses do, can you make those adjustments.
Exactly.
One of the most frustrating looks I've ever seen on a person's face was a corporate CEO, major national corporate CEO, talking to me about how frustrated he was trying to push a really good policy out to the last mile of his organization.
Mm-hmm.
And all you got to do is walk over and say, okay, folks, this is what we're going to do from now on.
Yeah, I personally think it's a great time for the small business person, not only from a political standpoint, but from where they can corner themselves in the marketplace or position themselves in the marketplace. It's a great time.
Because, Brad, this is not some philosophical notion you and I have about how to beat Macy's at their game, they're leaving. They're packing up and moving out.
Which is a whole other ballgame.
That's a literal vacuum.
Which means that there's probably going to be some great people out there that are detail-type people.
Bingo. That's exactly right. And they're going to love working for a small business, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you're smart, they will. There's so much opportunity, folks. You know what? I don't think Main Street's ever seen anything like this before.
No, I don't think so either.
This much vacation, this much retreating, yep. This much abandoning and giving up. Hey, Brad, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, we'll do.
Brad Huskin, ladies and gentlemen, IASTraining.com. Don't forget to check out that website. Don't forget to subscribe to his little weekly tip. It's outstanding. It's only one pager. Won't take you long. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassing, and I'm reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.